This is the oldest cemetery of its kind. Of course, that begs the question, what kind of cemetery could it be? Well, it traces its roots back over a century to a woman whose name has been lost to history, but her act has impacted many lives since. The story is today's edition on the American Countryside.
It's an agronomic deep dive straight from the farm. Introducing Farming the Countryside, a new podcast from Andrew McCray.
Join me each week for a farmer-to-farmer conversation focusing on best practices to boost yields. We'll find out what's working and what's not in fields across farm country.
Ryan, was last year one of the first years that you used the micronutrient?
It was. I had bought a farm that was pretty poor, and I thought it would help to build up some yields on that farm.
Farming the Countryside with Andrew McCray is available wherever you access your favorite podcast, including iTunes, Google Play, and the new AgriTalk app.
Picture yourself driving the tractor of your dreams, creeping up and down the rolling hills, enjoying an incredible sunset, and feeling satisfied that you are able to finally find your dream tractor at a reasonable price. Visit MachineryPete.com for the best selection of used tractors, skid steers, mowers, and more. We've revolutionized searching for equipment online. Find exactly what you're looking for quickly and easily. Your next piece of equipment is only a click away on MachineryPete.com. Visit MachineryPete.com now.
It's the oldest such place of its kind.
This is the oldest operating cemetery in the world. It is the second one ever to be started. The first pet cemetery was established in 1882.
Ed Martin Jr. is speaking of the Hartsdale, New York Pet Cemetery. That older cemetery was in London, England, but has not had a burial in nearly a century. The roots of this resting place in Hartsdale date to 1896.
A woman, Emily Bassett, owned the land that this cemetery is on. She was a pretty wealthy woman. She was certainly a pet lover.
Her idea was to have a place where family and friends might bury a pet. However, she never set out to create a business. She became friends with a Manhattan vet named Samuel Johnson. Meanwhile, when a pet died at Dr. Johnson's office, the owner asked what would happen to her deceased pet.
This woman, whose name I do not know, was lost in over time in 1896, lost her pet at Dr. Johnson's office, and she asked that question. She wasn't quite satisfied with the answer. Well, what does that mean?
Dr. Johnson suggested perhaps she bury her pet in her backyard to give her peace of mind.
She was smart enough to know that Manhattan in 1896, any empty lot would soon have a building on it, so she didn't like that and became very upset. And he said, well, you know, I know of a place up in Hartsdale. I'm sure she'll let you just go up there and bury a pet.
And while that lady's name has been lost to history, her act created the Hartsdale Pet Cemetery. It's a place with quite a story, both past and present, and it continues next time as we travel the countryside. In Hartsdale, New York, I'm Andrew McCray.